Welcome to my podcast. I'm Anna Tullemans, bringing you information, support and tips on all aspects of autism spectrum. Today's podcast is part four of a series of podcasts on how to share a diagnosis of autism spectrum. Today, we'll be discussing sharing the diagnosis with siblings, and other individual podcasts deal with sharing with the child, family and friends, and with grandparents. You'll find more information in my book, Disclosing the Diagnosis, which is available on my website, www.annatullemans.com.au. Each chapter gives specific ideas and encouragement on how to approach the topic of diagnosis and how to explain it in language that people will understand. It includes chapters for grandparents, for siblings, extended family members, and the wider community, such as schools. I just want you to remember that the following is just a starting point to give you some ideas. It's not definitive. You need to look at what approach will work best for you and your family. You know your child the best and you know the siblings the best. So follow your instincts and it will be the right way for you. There are four reasons that siblings need to know about a diagnosis of autism spectrum. 1. They need to know why the child with the diagnosis displays behaviours and why they sometimes get away with that behaviour. 2. So that they can explain the diagnosis to their friends. 3. To understand why some friendships may fail when they have a sibling with a diagnosis of autism spectrum. And 4. To understand their own emotional needs and the needs of the child with the diagnosis. How you explain a diagnosis will be different depending on the age of the sibling. We need to make sure that we use language that the sibling understands and use examples that they see happening in their everyday life. I'll explain more of this as we go along. It's important that to start explaining autism spectrum as soon as you think the sibling can understand, and that you include information such as, "You can't catch autism spectrum." The sooner the sibling understands, the sooner they can make adjustments to their own behaviour that will be beneficial for the child with the diagnosis and for the sibling themselves. Okay, so let's look into how we can explain the diagnosis. First of all, let's look for young children. We need to give them clear and short explanations, such as things like, "Sammy finds it hard to play sometimes," or "Sammy finds it hard to pretend play with toys like you do." If we're looking at maybe 4 to 6 year olds, we can use the same kinds of words as previously, but add a little bit more to the explanation. "Sometimes Joshua likes to line up his toys instead of playing with them like you do. This is his way of playing." We may look at 6 to 9 year olds. This group is more able to understand the more abstract meaning of a diagnosis. So you could say something like, "John finds it hard to understand how you might feel when he takes your ball. This is because he has autism spectrum." This group may also have lots of questions that need answers, so make sure that you understand the information that you are going to give. Now, adolescents, here is a completely different ballgame. This group will understand much more detailed verbal and written information about autism spectrum. So, talk about the specific behaviours that they see displayed by their brother or sister. They need very specific information on strategies to deal with the behaviour of their sibling as well. So we could say something like, "Tom talks about his favourite subject every day. It's part of having autism spectrum. When he starts to talk about his favourite subject, you can tell him that he has 5 minutes to talk and then you need to talk back to him." So in that example, what you're doing is giving an explanation, and we need to make sure that adolescents understand these explanations by using the words that they understand. Some ideas that you can try to explain the diagnosis are the following. Explain the special requirements in a way that has meaning for the sibling, i.e. use the words that they understand and use examples that they see every day. Tell them that they can't catch autism spectrum. Some of them are very worried that this might be something that they can catch and they can pass on to their friends. Explain some of the strategies that you are going to use to help the child with autism spectrum, and explain how they can use them too in their everyday social interactions with their sibling. Praise them when they do use these strategies. Most importantly, give siblings a chance to talk about how they feel and give them a chance to express and accept those feelings. They need to be acknowledged and they need to be validated. Give the sibling coping strategies to deal with situations that arise at home or maybe even in the shopping centres. Also, suggest ideas for explaining the diagnosis to their friends. So give them some of the words that they need to use. Make sure that you give the diagnosis a name. Help them with sentences and words that describe the difficulties that their sibling is having. Give them the words to describe how others can be helpful to the child with a diagnosis as well. Give siblings a private place where they can retreat to and give them some time out space where they feel safe. Explain to the sibling that you may need to spend extra time with the child, but that doesn't mean you love them less. Find extra time for individual activities for the sibling, but not so many that they might feel like that you're trying to get rid of them. Give them a chance to meet others who are in the same boat. This is always very helpful because it gives them an avenue to express in a very safe atmosphere. And remember that siblings don't have to do everything together. It will take some time, but you can help siblings understand the meaning of the diagnosis. But what's most important is that you teach them how to have some really good times with their brother or sister. Make sure that you set up some situations where the interactions are going to be positive for both the sibling and the child with the diagnosis. If you don't discuss the diagnosis with the siblings, they may feel a bit isolated and not part of the solution. So you need to keep that conversation going in regards to any new approaches or other fun ways to interact with each other. As a parent, you need to try to be fair and manage any negative feelings by allowing the sibling to talk to you when they are really mad, and it's going to happen. Always acknowledge and validate how they feel. It's okay to have these feelings and it's okay to express them. If it's difficult to manage the sibling's feelings, then I suggest that you seek professional help. It can turn those negative feelings into a wonderful bond for the siblings. Look for ways that the whole family can have fun and play and interact together. When it comes to jobs around the home, set reasonable and achievable goals and personal responsibilities for both the child with AS and their siblings, because siblings can be very quick to judge any unfair treatment and they will voice their feelings. But it's a great time to remind them that sometimes the person who has autism spectrum may find it more difficult to actually achieve the goals that have been set for them. Finally, here are some ideas on how to support the sibling as well. First of all, find time each day to do something together. It might just need to be more quality time in very short bursts that may work the best. And it might be something as simple as finding out how their day went and only spending time with them for 10 minutes that is just you and them. Encourage the sibling to have an interest or a hobby or a sport away from the child with the diagnosis. Gives them a sense of identity. Encourage your child to invite friends to your home for a visit. This is a great way for their friends to understand what the sibling is going through, but it also helps them to understand how to develop ideas and manage strategies when the sibling is having an issue on that particular day. Remember to give the sibling time and space to talk to you about any of the issues that arise. Don't brush them aside. If you don't have time to talk to them right then and there, set a time for a little bit later when you both have time to sit down and talk about it. Remember to have a laugh and to find humor with your child even on those really tough days. How you view and talk about the diagnosis can be a real source of strength to other family members. So use positive language and model the behaviour that you want the siblings to use. Some days, as a parent, you will feel overwhelmed, but always listen carefully to the siblings' concerns and feelings. They can become their siblings' greatest ally when they are out in the real world. Well, I hope you've enjoyed this podcast on sharing the diagnosis with siblings. This is number 4 in a series of sharing the diagnosis with the child, with grandparents, siblings, extended family and friends. If you'd like more detailed information on this topic or to purchase a copy of my book disclosing the diagnosis, you can go to my website www.annatullamans.com.au. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.